This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
On your mind, folks. A lot of uncertainty in this world right now. My view is, what's the rush to get it right? Right? Just, we're talking about getting it right. Don't rush it. Do it right. Where's the legal votes? Every one of them. We know legal when we see it. Where's the illegal votes? Toss them out. When things like Georgia, well, yeah, what are these 6,000 votes? I don't know where'd that come from. Don't. Well, surprise, surprise. Here's what we're going to do for you today. Todd doesn't know this yet, but we voted, and you weren't available to vote, so we just figure even if you're a no, we're still going to do this. It's the kind of democracy we run around here. It's a republic if you can keep it, you know what I'm saying? How are you, Todd?
I'm fine. I'm waiting to hear what your big deal is here.
You're wondering,
I don't think anybody cares how I am. I think everybody wants to know what your big deal is.
And, okay, so hang on a sec. By the way, is it snowing there? It's snowing here now. Most beautiful day ever in November yesterday. Like, seriously, walking into church going, are you kidding me? It's like the birds are chirping and it's a nice spring day and... Weather was unbelievable.
Dude, give it a minute. You know how it works. You've lived here. You're from here.
Well, I know, but it just,
it's
like
surprising every year.
Take a 2x4 to my head, why don't you?
I know, man. I get it.
Not while we're counting votes. I don't want any snow. Is it snowing in Bismarck, Todd? What do you got out your window?
It is not.
It's not.
We pretty much have the sun out.
Seriously.
I don't know what you're talking about, counting votes, too. I mean, I got an email from the Center for Popular Democracy Action that said the people have spoken loud and clear. Voters turned out in record numbers to elect Joe and Kamala. Yeah.
Did you see that Siri already had it as President Harris?
Yeah.
What?
Whee!
Yeah. They've changed it now, but yeah.
Okay, so here's the deal. What we're going to do, and the listeners that are like us, just wanting to get to an accurate count, okay, that isn't sour grapes. That isn't saying, you know, President-elect Biden is not something we'll never say and we're not going to be party to the, you know, I mean, in my mind, I want a just fair election.
How about President reportedly elect?
Early and said the word is presumptive. Instead of saying President-elect, they need to say the presumptive.
When you assume...
You know what? I don't care about any of that. I really don't. I mean, it doesn't offend me to hear it. What offends me is to know the greatest country on the face of the earth has some unbelievable issues to solve in the area of counting legal votes, okay, and tossing illegal votes, and allowing observers to see it. All right, so there's a laundry list mounting up of different things we want to know. So
it's not a real good look when you cover up the windows and don't let anybody see what's going on. That's a pretty bad
look
there.
No. So here's what I am. Here's what I'm thinking we should do today. Okay. All of us have something we're following. A particular theory. The software didn't work there. Hammer scorecard over here. The watermark. 6,000 votes found in Georgia. How many are more like that? Wait a minute. They didn't
Sharpies instead of pens.
Exactly. Arizona, the Sharpies. There's something you've seen that you go, what? Okay. So Kevin is going to keep an eye on. What are you keeping an eye on, Kevin?
On the software.
The software question,
and I have
something
to report when you're ready.
Do you? Okay.
Yeah.
And Chris Larson, our fine producer, said he's going to check out how the heck those 6,000 votes just appeared in Georgia. Okay, so he's checking on that. Todd, what would you like to check out?
Well, I'll follow the Sharpie pen thing.
Cause... Okay, yeah. There you go. That's a good one. Arizona. Find out what's going on there. Originally, it was a big deal right after the election, and then they said, no. You know, you can, the machines count even if you use the Sharpie. And then it came back. So I really want to know more there. That's for sure. Rudy Giuliani, along with, by the way, a great guest previously of ours on this program, along with, Sidney Powell, also a previous guest of ours a number of times. She, most recently known best as the attorney for Michael Flynn. Both of those two, along with Matt Schlapp, I think Matt was out in Nevada, had the best sort of rundown of the different issues that need to be there. What we don't know is, are there enough of those issues in the places where this race could be changed to make a difference? We don't know that. That's what we got to get to. Now, let me ask any of you that are out there saying, bunch of sour pusses, they just can't take a loss, and now they should just go away. You should know, I won't speak for everybody, I'll speak for me, I'm 100% on board with a free and fair election. If Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have more votes when this has been properly vetted, when we go in before a court to say this is wrong and adjudicate it, fine. Moving on. But we ought not rush to do that. We ought not rush to do that till the courts have a say, till each of these challenges play out. Which ones, if you're following this, do you believe have the best chance of making an impact on this election? And potentially even changing the outcome of the election. What most outrages you? That's the question I have for you today.
What outrages me is that for 4 years we heard how Russian interference in our election got Donald Trump as the Russians interfered. They, and now they're saying, you can't interfere in an election here.
As if Trump would have wanted any other country. Yeah. I mean, come on.
There's no election tampering here going on.
You know what needs to happen? And by the way, just so you know, Phil Parker put me up to this one.
The danger that we have right now is what's going to happen with the more militant portion of the MAGA movement. And how is Biden going to speak to the non-militant side of this? And how do we curtail and control this? You give this 2 days to fester, they already don't believe what the media says because they've been told for 4 years this is fake news. There needs to be a prominent Republican, whether it's Mitch McConnell, whether it is McCarthy, who reaches out their hand and makes a statement right now that they're willing to work. And when you get that, you're going to get that bipartisanship that you need.
Don't you love lectures from people who lost by 11 points in their last race? Because they speak with such authority.
Oh, yeah.
That, if you didn't know, was Senator Heidi Heitkamp, former Senator Heidi Heitkamp, now a pundit. You see, she still hates us Trump folks. We're the militant ones, you know.
Oh, yeah.
The militant portion of the MAGA movement. Do you know a militant portion of the MAGA movement?
I suppose you're looking at one.
No, I'm saying...
Do you know a non-militant one?
By the true definition of militant, do you know anybody?
No.
No, I don't either. So,
but call to action.
You know what that is? More fake news. That'll trigger her now. Fake news! Yeah, just go back to cashing checks from lobbyists and trying to convince us you aren't a D.C. insider. No, thank you. You can respond to Heidi. Heidi, you'd probably do better than I would. At 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can text us, Todd at 226-8503, and me at 367-2054.
Did you see the playbook on this that I posted in our chat?
I didn't. Oh, you were going to tell me quickly though, because I want to go to a call. You were going to tell me quickly about your software.
They're already. You Google it, and the Daily Beast is already out with what disgraced Dennis Montgomery is, the guy that supposedly wrote the program for Hammer and Scorecard. He was. He's been, and boy, they are doing their best to just discount him and take him out of the mix. What I'm finding so far, the anti-Dennis Montgomery campaign is on.
Well, and that doesn't surprise me.
Nope.
Let's go for what looks to be, you know, piece by piece, he can put these things together. What's your take on this, folks? What do you want to have happen now? Should the vote continue? Should the court battles continue? Should the investigations continue? Or should they listen to Heidi Heitkamp and others? Just fold up, and some Republican better get out there right now and say, just stop this. Yeah, they already did. Mitt Romney, guess what? We laughed. So on to the next suggestion. Curtis in Steele, what's on your mind, Curtis?
Well, good morning. Yeah, I heard Heidi earlier this morning on Bill and the militant rights. Yeah, yeah. Like, who's doing all the rioting, all the others, Antifa? Once Joe said, oh, let's remain calm, how come there's suddenly no riots? You know, obviously the Democratic, you know, they listened Democratic, or it was either, well, they were sponsored or just riled them up enough to do the rioting. And Heidi, yeah, that's about as much of a political spiel that she's not even in North Dakota anymore. As far as we know, she's living in Washington. So, but that's my thing.
But you, of course, are militant, is what you are. You're a militant portion of the MAGA movement. That's the problem, Curtis. Yes, it is. Welcome to the club. More after this on What's On Your Mind.
Dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate. I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
For 24 hours on November 17th, the clock will be ticking for You Mary Giving Day. We invite you to join by supporting the Sister Thomas Welder Scholarship, the Marauders Armada Athletic Scholarship, or School of Health Sciences. For those 24 hours, your generosity will be matched up to $75,000. Don't miss this opportunity to double your impact. Visit YouMaryGivingDay.com. That's YouMaryGivingDay.com.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. But around here, seasonal changes cause the soil to shift, causing structural damage. Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, can help. Learn more at ramjacknorth.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Sleep, the best sleep, the kind of sleep where you wake up and you go, oh, did I sleep a week? Or was that just 8 hours? You just are. You can't even believe it. That's the kind of sleep you get when you use MyPillow. And Mike Lindell and his team at MyPillow, he's the founder, he's the inventor, literally designed this, came up with it. And all these other products come from it. He can give you that sleep, which is essentially giving you your health. Most important thing to your health is your sleep. Do you know that? The most important thing. Pardon me, you cheat here, cheat here, cheat here, cheat here on your sleep, it adds up. So you want that REM sleep, and you get it with MyPillow and all their products. The Giza cotton sheets and pillowcases, all the other pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Or you can call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028 at MyPillow. There have been so many different pieces of this puzzle that we've been trying to solve. You know, what exactly are we fighting? What exactly happened? Where did it happen? Would it overturn the election? Here's just a little snippet of some of the things we heard this weekend about voter fraud concerns. Yeah, I'm sorry.
And there are a lot of them.
Make it illegal to mute a tab. Here we go.
Congresswoman Jordan, in her vast and compendious review of various forms of voter fraud, cited mail-in ballots as the most prone to fraud. Instead of going to a high degree of care to allow inspections of the mail-in ballots, there was no inspection of a single mail-in ballot. Not a single one was inspected, as the law required. Even when a court order was obtained to allow the Republican inspectors to get 6 feet closer, they moved the people counting the ballots 6 further feet away. If you have nothing to hide with these mail-in ballots, you allow inspection. I mean, this is common knowledge, common practice in the examination of absentee ballots, which happens all the time.
We warned for the last few weeks that we could end up in a situation where Nevada decides the fate of the presidency. We warned that the Democrats changed this election system. They gave us mail-in ballots, and despite the fact that there are examples of thousands of ballots being mailed across this valley in trash cans and apartment buildings, people getting as many as 18 ballots to their homes, we knew these rolls were unclean, and we were told that signatures would save us from all fraud. But to date, we still have not been able to observe these signatures or meaningfully challenge a single mail-in ballot out of hundreds of thousands of cast. In the last many days, we have received reports of many irregularities across the valley. We believe that there are dead voters that have been counted. We are also confident that there are thousands of people whose votes have been counted that have moved out of Clark County.
There you go, folks. So I actually think that's the issue. I know Kev's riding the software pony. We have Todd watching Sharpies in Arizona. We got Chris bird-dogging the 6,000 votes in Georgia. I'm going to hang my hat on a court is not going to like the fact that they order inspectors in and you don't allow them in, right? So if you have a, he's exactly right. And this is, Pennsylvania was the first conversation with Rudy Giuliani, then the other one was a Matt Schlapp down in Nevada. The mail-in ballot is the one that's most rife for fraud, right? Because it could, did you actually fill it out and send it in? We heard stories of people in nursing homes having theirs just stolen right from their, they went right down the hall, stole every one of them. No ballot harvesting. Come on, bring them all in. So then they change them. In other words, you got to watch the mail-in ballots. If you watch nothing, you've got to watch the mail-in ballots.
But when you put it all together.
It didn't happen. There were no inspections. So to me, a court should say, you know what? They're supposed to have inspections. We ordered them to have observers. You didn't do it. Throw them out.
It's so much more than that, though. Fake polls, rigged debates, ballot harvesting, big tech censorship, mail-in ballot fraud, fixed voting precincts, discarded Trump votes, banned Republican advertising, blocked tweets and Twitter accounts. You go down the dead voters.
How about dead voters?
Illegal voters.
Voter suppression, ballot box intimidation.
You're looking at the same list? That's unbelievable.
Talk of the 25th Amendment.
Exactly.
Democratic lawfare in blue states.
That's a playbook that's been decades in the making right there.
How about Hillary? Don't concede. Don't concede.
Exactly.
Before the election, she said don't concede. Before the election.
You cannot make it up.
She said, here's what we're going to do. And that Biden claimed that he cannot lose except by theft. Yeah.
Right. That's another one.
Incredible. The market is just on fire today. 1,246 points up. Do you know why? It is up because Pfizer has said the vaccine will be ready soon. It is 90% effective. How do we have a vaccine already? How often did Donald Trump say, we'll have one this year? They laughed at him. Oh, he's crazy. You can't do a vaccine inside of a few months. You can't. Oh, we have one. And that's why the market's up. So that's a Trump bump is what that is right there. Very convenient that it didn't get investigated till later. Elaine in Fargo, sort this out for me. What's on your mind?
Well, whenever I get any of this kind of information across my Facebook page, I take a picture of it because they take it down so doggone fast. Anyway, someone shared this with me, Marco Bridgen -SAIGN, and here's what he said. He said, from Kyle Becker, used to work at Fox News, former producer, the election software system in Michigan that switched 6,000 votes from Trump to Biden is called Dominion, D-O-M-I-N-I-O-N. I don't know if your detectives have found that. But anyway, under that it says it is used in 30 states, including Nevada, Arizona, Minnesota, Michigan, Wisconsin, Georgia, Pennsylvania. I don't know if you have gotten this information, so I thought I'd share it with you. Another thing that came across was the fact that Nancy Pelosi's husband owns the company or some of the companies that used the machines in a lot of the states. Are you there?
I am. Yep. Knock me over with a feather, but I'm here. I mean, it is.
You can hear Sidney Powell's response to that when we come back.
Yeah, Sidney Powell is, of course, the attorney for Michael Flynn and has been a real warrior on a lot of the games that have been played against Donald Trump.
They're on it.
She was one of the first to expose the whole business of the dossier and how it was being used illegally at the FISA court.
Flynn, yep.
She's fantastic. She's really great. So listen for more on Dominion coming up, Elaine. That is one of the areas a lot of people are focusing on as the issue right now. TC in Fargo, Lou in Bismarck. Come on. Hot Spring Spas and Pools Tables. Two is your sauna headquarters. Great selection still, Vince?
There is, and we believe in saunas 365 days a year, but now more than ever as we head into colder weather, saunas seem to become more popular. The number one wellness product you could buy today of the research studies, the reduction of Alzheimer by 66%. Studies say it reduces your chance of a heart attack by 50%. You burn calories. You create an artificial fever, which can cure any illness. There's a lot of great benefits to take advantage each of a sauna, and we do have a lot of selection from a plug and play 4x4 two person to an outdoor 5x7 patio sauna with everything in between. So it's a great time. We do have them in stock, and we can get them to your home or your backyard sooner than later.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Find them in Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks too, and of course online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Thanks, Vince.
You bet.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Considering the average flu shot is 40 to 60% effective, today's announcement by Pfizer of a COVID-19 vaccine that's 90% effective is a great day for Earth's population. The study was conducted with nearly 44,000 people. 50 million doses will be available worldwide this year for the two-shot procedure, with more on the way. The markets are rallying at this hour after the news was announced. The Dow Jones is up 6.5%, hovering around 30,000 points. Russia has joined China in not congratulating Joe Biden for his self-proclaimed win of the presidential election. Both countries have said they will wait until the election results are official. At this time, zero states have certified their ballot counts, numerous lawsuits are pending, and some states don't have final numbers yet. Speaking at a regular press briefing in Beijing Monday, Chinese Foreign Minister spokesman Wang Wenbin said that China had noted Biden's declaration of victory. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Our friends at the University of Mary bring you today's program. Mark your calendar, November 17th, and start thinking right now about giving. For 24 hours on November 17th, the clock will be ticking for You, Mary Giving Day. As we ask you to consider joining and sporting the Sister Thomas Walter Scholarship. We lost Sister Thomas this year. Rest her soul. Honors the legacy of her, President Emerita of the University of Mary, academic scholarship awarded to full-time graduate students based on prior academic standing. There is the St. Gianna School of Health Sciences. There's more of these, but now more than ever, our world is in need of courageous, well-educated healthcare professionals. With your help, You of Mary will continue to educate healers who are grounded in moral courage and respect of life by supporting the soon-to-be-named St. Gianna School of Health Sciences. Boy, is that great. On You, Mary Giving Day, you will support scholarships for future healthcare leaders. For those 24 hours, November 17th, your generosity will be matched up to $75,000. Don't miss an opportunity to double your impact. YouMaryGivingDay.com to donate, or text YouMary, all one word, You, Mary, to 71777. Just the letter U, Mary, to 71777 for more information, okay? We'll be there broadcasting live, and I look forward to it. We're going to play Sidney Powell, but let me get to some of these calls. I've been waiting a while here, Kevin, and we'll do just that here on the program. TC in Fargo. You like the snow, TC?
Love it.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm about ready to jump off a bridge. Well, Kevin keeps laughing at me. Dude, it's November. You know, like, what, you're not expecting snow?
What we do here, man.
I know, but I just...
I know.
So
he's
nice,
right.
So I guess I got addicted to
our
nice
life,
weather.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's on your mind,
hey, listen,
sir?
the reason I called in, I know it's a little bit off topic, but it shouldn't be, because it's about the Durham report, and I think that it needs to be pushed in a big way before, you know, I believe Trump is going, I have to believe that Trump is going to win this election, but in case he doesn't, this report has to be released before the Democrats take over, or it'll be buried forever and people will not know what they've been doing to our country.
Very good point. Very good point. And
you know,
for the life of me, I can't figure out what the holdup was there and why they all of a sudden went dark on that. After Lindsey Graham ought to be the one front and center to explain that. I remember he told me, eyeball to eyeball, this, just trust me, this Durham report's coming out. How soon? Soon! Like before the election? Soon? Yeah. Oh, yeah, way before the election. Oh, okay.
Right. I called Senator Kramer's office and Senator Dane's office. I tried calling the White House. Yeah, good luck with that. I'm calling you. Yeah, maybe I'll call Lindsey too and ask him about that. But
yeah, get on.
I know that. Huh?
I said he's a good one to get on for sure. But you're right.
Yeah.
And we need to know. And you know,
not only do we need to know, but if people do know, maybe they won't be so willing to just go along with their agenda.
Come on, TC. How much more evidence do they need? Factually, beyond dispute, we know a federal court that is designed to spy on terrorists was used based on a fake dossier paid for by the Obama and Hillary campaigns, okay? And they funded it. They paid for this fake dossier.
Chris Steele wrote it.
They put a bunch of crap in it, and then they take it to a FISA court, and they are able to light up an investigation and then wreak havoc with the administration when no wrongdoing has been found. None. All it has been is accusations. Russia, 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 Russia. Remember that? There was Russia, Russia. So my point is this. If anybody thinks today, if they sit there and say, you know, it's fair is fair, nothing to see here, then you've not been paying attention. Because we have more than enough to know that there are the criminal elements within our government, in the FBI, CIA. That's not happy talk, funny talk, goofy talk, any of it. It's true.
It is true. But that's the problem. People aren't informed. You know, even my own family, I consider myself pretty enlightened. And when you try, they don't want to hear it. They just, you know.
Well, pretty soon they're going to wake up.
I can't figure it out. I can't figure it out.
I hear you. Pretty soon they're going to wake up and not recognize the country in which they call home.
That's
the sad thing. That's why it matters to pay attention. And that's a self-inflicted wound. That's incumbent on everybody to be cognizant enough of what's going on in their country so you can protect and defend it. My gosh. It's a crazy time.
You know, they got upset with me, but, you know, I look at it like, well, you can have your ignorance, put your head in the sand, but when you try to turn my country into a communist nation, forget it. I think that's the problem. You know, we're so ingrained with this. Can't say anything to offend anybody. Can't say it. Can't do it. Can't talk about it. That stuff has got to go by the wayside. People have to start talking about things. Anyhow, that's my comment for the day.
Appreciate the comment, TC. Thanks a lot. Lou and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning. Briefly, a young lady in our church who's of African-American descent received an Instagram message from one of her best friends warning her with some link. Trump supporters are coming for black people, and they will murder you. That was found out yesterday morning at church. I had a friend, very close friend, telling me, and he's a Democrat, Biden supporter, tell me, I see Trump supporters armed to the teeth. I see them storming government buildings after they don't get their way in the election, and they've already been plotting to kidnap a governor in Michigan, which was totally dispelled, but don't let the facts get in the way, right? So he's got that. Heidi Heitkamp is now out there recorded contributing to that same sort of hysteria. And that is appalling. She should be shunned in the media. There should be nowhere for her to run and keep spewing that hysteria. She's fomenting a problem of division in this country, too, by saying things about Trump supporters and Republicans being violent. Look,
militant.
71
yeah.
million of us. 71 million of us didn't get our way, and not one city burned.
Isn't that something? Yeah. And meanwhile, we saw a lot of cities burn on the other side without even the election.
I have a question. What happens when they come up with a ton of evidence on this and nobody falls for it?
What do you mean?
Are we still supposed to stay on our porch? Are we still supposed to stay silent? You know?
We won't take up arms insofar as we will fight this thing with ballots. We will fight this thing in the courts. We will fight this way
visiting in a lot of different ways, but we're not going to be kidnapping governors and we're all this hysteria of murdering people. And I'll tell you what, though, Scott, it is my considered opinion based on the evidence of what we've seen in 2020 and years ago, too, that when this is overturned, Trump is going to win and he will be the certified winner of this election. You watch. Blue cities will burn, and we'll
see
who the real violent people are.
Yeah, exactly right. Then
that's
maybe
exactly. Get
Heidi Heitkamp to eat her words. Todd, where did she say that? Where was that that conversation that you
I'll
played us
find
earlier?
Out. I don't know. It was something Jesse had. So.
Okay, all right.
We'll
Ralph in Jamestown, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Ralph.
Yes, I would like to see a simple experiment performed, which I don't have the resource to do, and just simply to find out how long it takes one person to mark just one choice on a ballot for 5 minutes. How many ballots can they do? Then extrapolate that to an hour, then extrapolate that to whatever number of persons you want. Because to make out 100,000 ballots, that's going to take time. People, they're going to need a room. I don't know how something like that can be kept secret. But maybe somebody out there has the ability to do something like that.
Right. I think it's a good question, first of all. But I think even like this Dominion software thing, obviously, if you're changing them electronically in software, it's not time-consuming. And there are reports that there was, over the days leading up to the election and after, an entire very secure intelligence room, fully staffed, that has been, staffing election fraud. This is I don't know if it's a CIA operation or if it's a, NSC operation, but that, this has been going on. So, I think there's a lot of ways to do that, but that's certainly one, and it would be interesting to find out what's going on. Can you play Sidney Powell? We promised that earlier, Kev, just to give the one caller who was concerned that Facebook was going to take this down, and she had it on her website. We wanted to give you a little more information on Dominion.
This is Sidney Powell, one of the attorneys on the Trump team, talking with Maria Bartiromo.
Sidney, we talked about the Dominion software. I know that there were voting irregularities. Tell me about that.
That's to put it mildly. The computer glitches could not and should not have happened at all. That is where the fraud took place, where they were flipping votes in the computer system or adding votes that did not exist. We need an audit of all of the computer systems that played any role in this fraud whatsoever. And, Joe Biden had it right. He said that he had the biggest voter fraud organization ever, and he didn't need people's votes now. He would need people later. They had this all planned, Maria. They had the algorithms. They had the paper ballots waiting to be inserted if and when needed. And notably, President Trump's vote in the blue states went up enormously. That's when they had to stop the vote count and go in and replace votes for Biden and take away Trump votes.
I've never seen voting machines stop in the middle of an election, stop down and assess the situation. I also see reports that Nancy Pelosi's longtime chief of staff is a key executive at that company. Richard Blum, Senator Feinstein's husband, significant shareholder of the company. What can you tell us about the interest on the other side of this Dominion software?
Well, obviously, they have invested in it for their own reasons and are using it to commit this fraud to steal votes. I think they've even stolen them from other Democrats in their own party who should be outraged about this also. Bernie Sanders might very well have been the Democratic candidate, but they've stolen against whoever they wanted to steal it from.
You're kidding me right now.
Right?
Wow. And again, this is an allegation that is not going away. Even the fact check of it saying it isn't true on Facebook is a bunch of, well, the voting machine company said that didn't happen. What do you think they're going to say? Snow on the east, snow way out in the Montana area. More.
Help us kick off the holiday driving season Friday, November 20th at Cashwise, 43rd Avenue Northeast, North Bismarck. Stop in for special deals, including saving 15 cents per gallon on unleaded 88. Your safe, economical fuel choice. Unleaded 88 is a high-performance fuel that is safe for all 2001 and newer vehicles. Other deals include a Works car wash for only $2 and a chance to win gift cards. Kick off the holiday driving season. Stop at Cashwise, 43rd Avenue North Bismarck, November 20th, and save 15 cents per gallon on unleaded 88. You don't have a choice. You have to wash the truck, right? But you can wash it about anywhere these days. Let me suggest you do it at ND Truck Wash. Number one, they're patriots. Number two, they do an incredible job. Number three, they're going to get you in and out in no time. 701-628-1550 for ND Truck Wash, Highway 2 behind Bakken Central Pinnacle in Stanley, North Dakota. Call ahead for reservation. There'll be a short wait, 10 minutes max. 701-628-1550. Call them now and tell them Scott sent you.
Minnesota has been under a state of emergency for 7 months, but the tens of thousands of COVID deaths that were predicted didn't happen. And only 6% of hospitalizations in Minnesota are now due to COVID. It is time to end one-man rule and get Minnesotans back to work and our kids back to school. Brought to you by the Center of the American Experiment.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning.
I'm about to make you hungry.
Oh, well, that's nothing new.
I'm going to make you hungry. Tell you about the Monday specials of PetroServe USA.
There he goes again.
Barbecue chicken sandwich. Sound good, huh?
Yeah.
Two sides in the bun with every special at PetroServe USA. That was at 12th Avenue North. Tater tot hot dish. That's what I'm talking about. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, all the way west. Go past the first one. Go to the next one. Keep going west. West, west, west. Get to the PetroServe USA World Headquarters. That's, you've gone too far. Tater tot hot dish. Harwood, the sausage potato today. Sausage potato. Those are two words I can consider main menu items for the palate of yours truly. Sausage potato. Love it. And then beef tips and gravy or scalloped potatoes and ham at the Valley City location. Remember, Monday also means any fresh baked muffin for just 99 cents. There's all kinds of great meal choices. The chicken is fantastic. All, I mean, everything is good. Great grab-and-go convenience, too. PetroServe USA, tell them Scott sent you, okay? All right. Chris Larson is here, producer for the fine program. Did you find out why in the heck 6,000 ballots were just somewhere out there in the ether? Do they have any kind of explanation in Georgia?
Hey, Scott, how's it going?
Well, it's going good. It'd be even better if you'd answer my question. I know you're just trying to be nice.
I only got half of the question.
Oh, you only got half the question. I see. All right. A little technical glitch there in the studio. I apologize. The question was this. Do we have any idea why 6,000 votes just appear in Georgia? Out of nowhere.
We have no idea, but, I mean, we do have some good news that did come out that President Trump's campaign has announced that Representative Doug Collins is going to lead the recount team in the state of Georgia. The campaign claiming a lack of transparency in the voting tabulation, and then of course, you know, irregularities and improper ballot harvesting. So,
well, he's the guy. He's the guy I'd want there. That's for sure. He's not going to take any guff. Plus, he's probably a little mad. He lost to what's her name, Kelly La La La, whatever her name is.
Yeah, Kelly La 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 La.
Right. Yeah. So
it's like we're singing a Christmas song there.
Exactly. So, okay, so you're telling me Doug Collins is on the job, and as soon as he calls you and tells you what the heck the deal is with those 6,000 missing votes, you're going to tell us.
Yep. Going to reach out to him right now.
Okay, go. Beautiful. Chris Larson, our fine producer, he's going to join us next hour, too, to talk a little bit about long-term care and the COVID numbers. So stay tuned for that topic. We shall not and will not forget as well. Want to help any way we can in that regard. Let's see. Let's go to West Fargo. Tom, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. Yeah, say I called in. I saw Heidi Heitkamp on, I thought it was MSNBC, but it was actually ABC News on Saturday, about 2 hours before the rally in Bismarck, and she was really scared of the Trump supporters. She thought maybe there was going to be a lot of violence there, and she was actually quite agitated. And Stephanopoulos was, just ate that all up. But, she's been on ABC and she's been on another one too. And I try not to watch any of that. It just happened to turn over I just happened to turn that on.
Who's she talking about?
I just
about?
Want to let you know.
Who's she talking about?
What was she talking?
No, who?
She was
who
talking
was she talking about?
About?
Some militant, MAGA supporters. Who? I can't think of an incident where I'd go, oh yeah, that one's a militant one. I mean, look, on every side you have crazy people, you have people that do things. But this woman ran for re-election in a state that had among the highest support in the country for Donald Trump. There's a mega army here. Did she feel unsafe? Did she have something that she could speak to experience? But no! I mean.
Nope, that's right.
No, that's a black mark on her rhetoric, and that's a long list. But so it sounds like we found out where it was. It was on ABC. Now, see, that's one of those things where you go to the swamp and play to the swamp, then you come back here and you talk a different talk.
Yeah, right.
Well, we were listening.
I'm afraid of those Trump people who are going to hurt us all.
We were listening.
Meanies.
Just saying. Brian Dickinson, what's on your mind?
Morning, Scott. I got a question, and maybe it's been asked, maybe it hasn't, but I'm going to throw it out. All these votes that have come in, we understand they're illegal, but in general, everybody else is saying, no, they're in. How are we going to be able to discern between votes that were cast legally and votes that weren't? We were not allowed to observe. So now all of a sudden you've got all these votes. Who's going to say what's good, what's bad?
Precisely. Now here's what happens in my understanding of the situation. So they're gathering this evidence, as they have been. I like a lot of people who said, well, they've got no evidence. Nothing's been proven. Well, hello, they just got the evidence. That's be like saying a guy shot on the road out there.
I know.
And,
yep.
and you know, there's a gun laying by him, but other than that, nobody around. Well, I gotta find the gun
tomorrow.
I gotta trace the gun. I gotta find out what's the motive. Who's this guy? I mean, hello. But to answer your question, Brian, so they gather that evidence, they get the facts on it, they go to a court, they say, hey, look, we can prove to you this, 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 and this. And then the judge can go, there's enough there, stop everything, right? Then you adjudicate it, go through, yep, you're right, okay, there's enough numbers there. Then they would go and have to pull those votes. And if, or like in Philadelphia where they didn't allow observers, so you just don't know, was there shenanigans, was there not? They're covering the windows. They have the right to say, all right, do it over. Start over. So the courts are our friend here right now.
Are you moving soon? Go with a family-owned, veteran-owned company, and your move could be paid for. If you need a realtor to find you a home or sell your home, you might be able to move for free with Action Movers. Here's how it works. Fill out an easy form online, and a local realtor will call you within 24 hours. You sell your home and or buy a new home, and you then receive $5 in cash for every $1,000 in home purchase or sale price. And then you move with Action Movers and save money. ActionMovers.com has the details, or call 701-566-5532.
Energy is a large part of North Dakota's economic foundation, and all of the above energy policy provides our state the greatest economic opportunity. We can have it all if we all work together. Revenue from wind energy helps keep property taxes in check, main streets alive, small schools vibrant, roads maintained, and funds emergency services and our veterans. Wind energy is good for landowners, good for jobs, good for business, and good for North Dakota. More wind energy development can help make North Dakota the energy basket of America.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.